Michael McCormack is a Nationals MP and the Shadow Minister for Veterans and also Shadow Minister for Water, and joins me now. Michael McCormack, welcome back to Breakfast.
Thanks, Sally.
Before we turn to your shadow portfolio, the Minister for Foreign Affairs, Penny Wong, has expressed a lack of confidence over Israel's findings into the killing of Australian aid worker Zomi Frankem and Ms. Frankem's colleagues. Does the Coalition share the concerns of the government on this front?
Well, of course, there needs to be a full investigation as to why and the circumstances around this absolutely tragic event.
What needs to happen now? What avenues should the federal government consider?
Well, I think the federal government will pursue all avenues to get to the reason why this happened and to make sure that it doesn't happen again.
Should that include diplomatic and legal avenues?
Well, I mean, these were aid workers and these were people who were Australians, and yeah, we mourn for their loss and a full investigation needs to happen.
Michael McCormack is the Shadow Minister for Veterans Affairs and Water, as my guest this morning on Radio National Breakfast. Let's go to this issue of the government limit of $5,000 for veteran spending on allied healthcare. This is due to start from July next year. What have you made of the government's engagement on this issue?
Pathetic. I mean, they should have consulted prior to the May budget. They should have gone out to veterans organisations and outlined clearly what they had in mind, and yet they didn't. They just put it into the budget. It wasn't any of the 122 recommendations of the Royal Commission into Defence and Veteran Suicides. And now we have veterans who are very anxious, very concerned, very worried about their futures. I mean, when you get a decorated person such as Tim Nelson, who not only happens to be a GP, but also is a former Air Force fighter jet pilot, who then says that up to four people have already taken their own lives. Such is the anxiety and concern over this policy, which is even yet to be introduced. You know there's something absolutely wrong. And I mean, it's up to the government to care for these veterans, not to cut their services.
What do you think about the way that the Minister for Veterans Affairs, Matt Keogh, has been dealing with this?
Oh, poor. It's been absolutely poor. And the fact that he refused to take a meeting when he finally did, the veterans who went to see him, people such as Andrew Horse Hudson, a former SAS operator, Mark Dickblock, Julianne Finney, John Armfield, who's lost his own brother to suicide. When they entered the room, there wasn't there a shake of the hand. There was an eye roll. There was arms folded, and the general demeanour of the minister through the meeting they were not satisfied with, and they aren't satisfied with the outcome. Moreover, and they represent veterans right across this nation, veterans who are very worried. And even the minister himself says there's up to 25,000 who are going to be worse off under this. There's a saving of $748 billion to the budget bottom line. There shouldn't be a saving, because the saving represents a cut to allied healthcare services to some of Australia's most vulnerable people, people who've worn a military uniform, fought on behalf of our nation.
The government says it's trying to target over-servicing, where there's no clinical justification for the volume of appointments and services provided. Is there any way the allied healthcare spending limit can be changed to make it acceptable to the Coalition?
Well, that's why the consultation should have taken place. But now we're in this situation where we've got veterans who are very concerned, and veterans who are going, some of Australia's most vulnerable, who are going to have their services cut. Over-servicing is a very, very small amount of what is going on. And we just can't have our veterans treated in this way.
Turning to another issue, a parliamentary inquiry looking into the 2025 election will be hearing today from the Plymouth Brethren Christian Church. There's a report in the Sydney Morning Herald today that the Brethren enlisted the help of far-right figures to track and heckle members of Labor and the Greens. Do you think these allegations should be investigated by police?
Well, they should be investigated, but they're just probably using the playbook that the union's been doing at elections for many, many years past. I mean, this is standard fare for unions. This is standard fare for some people in Australia. And I heard your interview with Mark Butler. I too share his concerns about candidates and indeed members of parliament at particularly booths and booth workers, volunteers who go out and hand out for their parties, and we thank them for taking part in democracy. That's what it's all about. But look, if whether it's the Plymouth Brethren or unions, there's or whoever, they have a duty of care and a level of respect that they should bring to those that parliamentary procedure and democratic procedure is not happening at the moment. So, look, it should be investigated and you know, it doesn't need to happen.
Which incidents are you referring to in the 2025 election that you say involved people connected with the unions disrupting or heckling in the last election?
Not just the 2025 election. I mean, we know that people from the unions turn up to polling booths and heavy, particularly candidates and indeed members of parliament from my side of politics. It's been happening since the year dot, Sally. I mean, if anybody denies that, well, they're just kidding themselves. I mean, I've been pushed and harassed and heckled and spat on. I mean, that's unfortunately just part and parcel of, sadly, being a coalition member and turning up at one of these polling booths. But it shouldn't happen to anybody. It shouldn't happen from any side of politics. It shouldn't happen full stop. And the difficulty is Mark Butler has just said, and I agree with him. I mean, it's getting too far. And we've got now we've got this conversation from the very, very far right. I think the very far right or the very far left of politics, I think they're both dangerous, quite frankly.
Michael McCormack, thank you for joining me this morning.
Anytime at all, Sally.